Yeah, thanks, Kenny. Just to let you know, we may get interrupted because I do know that Chris is down at the service in the area where the leading drivers are coming through, and we're going to get some live reaction from the drivers as they come off this loop. But I'll just let you know the story of Gartan so far. It's dry, the sun is shining, ideal conditions for rallying in the northwest. Big crowds out in Gartan like what there was in Cairnhill. But after 12 stages, Gary Jennings continues to have a real strong grip off the Donegal International Rally. But the fastest man in Gartan 1 was Donna Kelly, with Kevin Flanagan on board calling the notes. They'd done a time of 7 minutes 41.1 was the time for Donna Kelly in his Ford Focus, the fastest time of the day on Gartan. Gary Jennings was just 0.7 seconds slower, 7:41.8 for Jennings and Rory Kennedy and their Subaru, the current leaders of this event. Declan and Brian Boyle continue to impress in the Ford Fiesta. They're starting to get better and better and more comfortable in the car as the rally progresses. 7:42.6 was the time for Declan and Brian Boyle. Some of the other times, Derek McGarty, 7:54.5. Darrell Reardon was quicker than that, 7:53.4. Seamus Leonard, not a bad time considering that he had no intercom for the entire Gartan stage, 8:01.2. So there was very little communication between himself and John McCafferty, and only dropped, 8 seconds to Reardon and 7 seconds or so to Derek McGarty. So an impressive time there from Leonard. And Stephen Wright continues to hold 7th overall, 8:18.4. Speaking to his navigator, Michael Galvin, he was enjoying the bumps and indeed enjoying seeing the big crowds out as well here in Donegal. So unofficially in the international event, this is how we see it. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in their Subaru lead unofficially by 53.4 seconds from Declan and Brian Boyle in the Fiesta. Donna Kelly stays third. He's 34.4 seconds down. Derek McGarty is fourth. Darrell Reardon fifth, now 16.6 seconds adrift off McGarty. Seamus Leonard continues to hold on to that sixth place.
Right, Oisin, we'll let you continue there in a moment with Gary Jennings. We'll hand you over to Chris Ashmore.
Okay. Just coming into service here. Gary Jennings will get a word with him in a moment. Rory Kennedy having a word with a few of the officials. He looks pretty confident. It's going well. Of course, slightly slower in that last stage, as you mentioned, than Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan. But Gary looking pretty relaxed. He's turned off the car. We're going to get a quick word with him here now in a second, just chatting with Rory. Gary, just a quick reaction after that. Still going very well.
Yeah, just kind of tightened back up and just come back a wee bit now just to match the rest of the boys and see what happens.
So the pressure is off a little bit.
I wouldn't say off, it's harder to drive. We got, you know, we went for a wee bit of a charge in the first one. It took a bit of time, so we know the pace is still there, but we try our best.
Yeah, and Donna Kelly fastest in that last stage.
Yeah, by half a second or so.
Yeah,
no, it's grand. We managed that very well. We're just, we know we can break early now and still can't out of speed, but just taking no chances. So, and we actually probably lost 2 or 3 seconds in that stage. We braked very early for the last junction, so we had to go twice. So, no, it's time still in there.
And the car, anything much to be done now in service?
No, just a general check. I think we've an hour here now, so we'll get everything checked and maybe do an oil change. No, but another car, much less. Perfect.
Great. Thanks, Gary Jennings there. Chatting to us, a 2012 winner, of course, and certainly very much on course as we speak to go on and perhaps win this jewel Donegal International Rally. We're just waiting for the second and third crews to come in. Might just get a quick word with Rory Kennedy as well during the pace notes this afternoon. Rory, of course, one of the veterans, you could say, at this stage, and he's had so many successes in his career. And just handing over a few notes. Just Rory, a quick word with you, Rory, in Highland. Happy with the way things are going?
Very happy, Chris. We've maintained our lead. Well, we've gotten the lead out now to 52.5 seconds. And we started 3.2 in front, so we really have to be happy with that thing.
And going into service this time to Gary, I mean, the cars, everything's going pretty well, so no real concerns at all.
Well, no real concerns, but like we've all been in this place before, you know, Chris, and at any second this whole thing can change, so, you know, we're just focusing on what we're doing and keeping the hammer down and pushing on.
Great, thanks very much indeed, Rory Kennedy there. So as we await Donna Kelly and Declan Boyle's arrival into service, Gary Jennings has the engine switched off, and Gary and Rory are both looking pretty comfortable and relaxed, it must be said, and certainly not as hot and as sweaty as they were after Knockala on the first run there earlier on today. The weather, as Oisin has mentioned, absolutely beautiful. Great advertisement for Donegal tourism and thousands of people out all around the stages. It's a great Donegal International Rally. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks for that, Chris. We'll go straight back to Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. I know that Chris is waiting on Declan Boyle and trying to get some reaction from another number of other drivers. Obviously, Gary Jennings, as you heard, very, very comfortable at the front of the field. I'll give you quickly how things are looking in the National Rally. The quickest man on Garton, it's his home stage, Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan, 8 minutes 4.3, a blistering time. Obviously, that misfire isn't causing a problem in Garton, what apparently it was doing in Cairnhill earlier. The second fastest crew on there was Paul Reid and Carl Reid. 8 minutes, 5 seconds there, just 0.7 of a second's the difference. Some of the other times, Manus Kelly continuing to lead the National. He dropped a bit of time there, not too much, around 4 seconds or so. Manus, 8 minutes, 8.7 seconds for Manus, the National Rally leader. It's his home stage as well. Donald Baird on the notes. They were complaining of a bit of vibration at the back of the car. They're hoping to get that sorted now. Adrian Hetherington, he dropped time on the leaders, 8 minutes, 12.8 seconds. For Hetherington, some 8 seconds slower than Brogan, 4 slower than Kelly, and 7 slower than Paul Reid. Frank Kelly done a steady time of 8 minutes 11.3, while Damien Gallagher, 8 minutes 19.7 for Damien Gallagher in the Garton stage. So as we see it, with two more stages left on day two of the rally and the crews going into service, Manus Kelly has an advantage of 23.6 seconds over Brian Brogan. That's another 11 seconds back now to Adrian Hetherington. Paul Reid is in fourth, going well, and there's a difference of 7 seconds between himself and Frank Kelly in fifth position, while Damien Gallagher continues to hold the sixth position overall in the National Rally. And after 9 stages in Group N, Adrian Ray from Clody is still leading there from Dara Leonard is the latest that we have. Just to recap on that Internationals, we await Chris to come back with some more reaction.
Right, Oisin, we can get that in a moment. We're just going straight back to Chris, who's got more live updates.
Yes, welcome back. Just going to get a quick word with Donna Kelly. Matt is over the Garton stage, so you must be well pleased with that.
Yeah, nice to be still looking at some first time. Unfortunately, our troubles earlier today really has, I suppose, taken the momentum of our tails a little bit. We're just keeping a nice steady, and you never know what happens
around here. I've not a lot of spectators out there. A little bit of concern, Rory Kennedy was just saying he told me people will just take heed of the marshal was a bit more, getting a bit close.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing that we have been mindful of all the time is testing both our own and spectators. Again, hopefully they do the right thing and listen to the organizers.
Right. Many thanks. That was Donna Kelly there. Now we'll just get a quick word with Declan Boyle. We'll just get him without. Just an appeal, I was thinking of Rory Kennedy there, making the point that on the Garton stage, the spectators getting very, very close, and he really was pretty concerned. So the appeal is, if you're out there, particularly on that Garton stage for the rally here this afternoon, do make sure that you're well back, obey all the marshal instructions, don't take any risks. It's been a fabulous rally, and certainly do what you are ordered to do. Don't go out of bounds. Now that's a word from Rory Kennedy. Just going to get a quick word here with Declan Boyle, of course, in the Ford Fiesta WRC, the new car, and he seems to be getting better and better as the day goes on, and really beginning to get the hang of this machine. There's been a few challenges, so we'll just get a quick word with him here. Declan, we're on Highland Radio here now. Things are getting better. That was a good run the last
couple of stages. We had a good run the last couple of stages there, especially the last one. We were only a second off Gary Jennings and Donna there. So we feel we're getting a bit more speed out of it, but definitely we need to start out the suspension to get more speed out of it.
So fingers crossed, still very much the next couple of days you'll be pushing it hard.
We'll be pushing it hard. It's a good idea for us, so we'll not come back.
Great. Many thanks. And that, of course, was Declan Boyle along with Brian Boyle in the Ford Fiesta WRC. Let's just go down the line a little bit. Derek McGarrity and Dermot Salvey in the Subaru WRC. Derek, just wondering if we can get a quick word here on Highland Radio this afternoon. How was that last Garton stage for you?
Yeah, very, very good. We went on to a harder tire there and seemed to be working a bit better, so enjoyed the stage.
And so now the next couple of stages, how do you feel you're going to be going into them?
Well, we just need to pick up the pace a wee bit. You know, we would like a gap behind us of about 40 seconds going into tomorrow for these guys behind us.
Okay, well, let's go. Thanks very much, Derek McGarrity there. And let's just see who's next down the line. Seamus Leonard and John McCaffrey in the Subaru WRC. Seamus, just a quick word. How was Garton?
Not good. I had a drive at light. No intercom.
No intercom. Will you be able to get it fixed for the next round?
Ah, yeah, hopefully by the time of service.
Okay, many thanks. Seamus Leonard there. Now let's Darrell Reardon and Tony McDade. They've had an interesting day. A few highs, a few lows. We'll just get a quick word. Darrell, just a quick word. How's things going now?
Not too bad. No, we're still here. Anyway, cars in one piece. Get into service now in about 18. Great.
Okay, many thanks. So there you have it. Now let's just go to Menace Kelly. He's out of the car. We'll get a word with him in a second. He's, of course, leading the national champion. But a little bit of a problem at the back of the car. And he's actually on the ground now. I mean, look underneath. It could be a problem with the back left wheel, we think. But he's going to leave it to everybody in service to get that sorted out. He's literally lying at the back of the car now, having a look to see what it is. Manus, just for on Highland here at the moment, what's the problem with the back?
I don't know. We've had the back off at the start of the stage. It's just the whole car swaying over and back in the back. So I hope it's just a bar or something. There's a bad vibration there. So hopefully we'll get it sorted now in service.
And did it affect you much going through Garth?
No, I definitely. We had to back off. It was too dangerous.
So this is what the mechanics are here to do.
That's what they're here to do, and hopefully they can do it.
Good man, thanks. And that was Menace Kelly looking a little bit concerned, it must be said, because that is a slight worry. Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan have been hot on his heels in this National Rally Championship and in Class 14 as well. And they are just behind. We'll get a quick word with them before they go on. And Ryan, just a quick word. How's things now?
Not great. Fuel problems there. Seems to be for us the last three seasons. We're trying to get it started. It's just must fire away all the time. But we're trying to keep at it.
And the car is picking fast through. So that's the situation here down at service. The leading crews all coming in. There's a bit of a tailback of cars now. They're trying to get them rushed through. And I'll hand you back to Kenny. We'll be back with you very shortly.
That's great, Chris. Thanks very much for that. And to update us further, we'll go back to Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Jenny. We're just going to do a quick recap on stage 12. You got reaction there from a number of the drivers, Chris, talking to as they went into service. And, of course, there's two more stages to do. Manus Kelly complaining about vibrations in his Mark II Escort dropping. He says a lot of time. It was only 4.4 seconds that he dropped. So, really, he was still in the pace despite the vibrations. And Brian Brogan complaining of a misfire and fuel problems. He was the quickest man in Garton. 8 minutes, 4.3. Unofficially in that national, Manus is leading by 23.6 from Brian Brogan. Adrian Hetherington is 11 seconds down in third. Another man on the move today is Paul Reid. They were just, 0.7 seconds slower than Brian Brogan on Garton. And they remain in fourth position. They've increased their advantage over Frank Kelly by 7 seconds. They were also complaining about vibrations. Interesting to note, the top three fastest times on that stage, all complaining about problems with their cars. Frank Kelly is in fifth, and then we have Damien Gallagher sitting in sixth position. As for the international, Kenny, briefly, after 12 stages, we look at it as Gary Jennings is 53.4 seconds ahead of Declan Boyle. Donoghue Kelly's third, a further 34.4 adrift. Derek McGarty is in fourth position, Darrell Reardon in fifth, Seamus Leonard sixth, and the top six is wrapped up by Stephen Wright. We will, of course, be back with another update from the Jewel Donegal International Rally for you very, very soon on Highland Radio Saturday Sport.